This podcast is brought to you by VMware, the leader in virtualization.
My name is John Gilmartin. I'm with VMware on the product marketing team, and we're here today to talk about VMware ESXi. And I'm here today with Amir Sharif, the product manager for VMware ESXi, and he's going to talk to us about how to get started with ESXi, how to run virtual machines, and give us some advice for configuring and running those virtual machines. So, Amir, thanks again for being here.
Glad to be here, John.
But before we jump into the details, tell us, why did VMware decide to make ESXi free?
That's an excellent question, John. It's actually a continuation of the VMware strategy to proliferate virtualization throughout the world. We want to make virtualization available to everyone, and at this point, ESXi has matured to a point in terms of ease of use, in terms of reliability, that it is ready for the mass market. Of course, we want the users to upgrade to VMware virtual infrastructure, and we're hoping that through the use of ESXi, customers become convinced of the values of virtualization and will want to deploy it on a larger scale within the data center.
Okay, so then ESXi as a free product is really targeted towards those first-time users to get them familiar. But from their perspective, why should they download ESXi? Why should they get started with this product?
ESXi has five different value propositions. The first one is a hypervisor itself. The hypervisor is a powerful tool that allows you to consolidate many VMs on top of the same server. Effectively, if you had several servers, individual servers, each running a single application, all of those can be now consolidated into a single box, and that saves you both money in terms of CapEx cost and OpEx cost because it requires less electricity and less cooling. The second value proposition is that it's easy to use. It was purpose-built for virtualization. It's easy to set up, and you are up and running within a matter of minutes. Third, it offers broad OS support. I should point out that ESXi is unique in the marketplace in the sense that it doesn't depend on an operating system to be operational. And on top of that, it offers support for a wide range of operating systems, including many flavors of Linux, Windows, and Novell NetWare, and Solaris. Finally, it's easy to upgrade to VMware virtual infrastructure. Namely, if you start with ESXi, if you deploy it on top of multiple servers, you can easily scale by deploying Virtual Center and managing all those servers centrally.
So what you're saying is that ESXi is both really easy to use and yet very powerful at the same time. If you're talking to someone who's new to VMware, again, where should they start?
You start at VMware.com and you download ESXi. It's actually quite easy to do. But this is not the only way you can get it. You can also go to our partners, leading server vendors like Dell, HP, and IBM, and order a server that has ESXi as a component on that server. Either way, you should review the hardware compatibility list. Basically, while ESXi runs on almost any server, we recommend that you first consult with a VMware HCL or hardware compatibility list to make sure that your server has been extensively tested in case you're going to deploy it in an operational environment.
So talking about a server brings up a really good question. What kind of hardware configuration does that new user need?
ESXi itself is not very demanding on hardware. Basically, it runs on a single socket, single core system with 2 gigabytes of memory, a single NIC, and a single hard drive. However, your goal is to consolidate many VMs on a single physical server, and as such, we recommend a higher level of server. By that, I mean a dual socket quad-core system with at least 8 gigabytes of memory, and the more memory, the better, 4 or more NICs, one of which is dedicated for management traffic, and a RAID configuration, RAID 5 typically, with 4 drives to ensure that you have a robust internal storage solution. I should also add that ESXi supports external storage, and that could be through a network-attached storage, fiber channel, or iSCSI SAN.
Okay, so let's say I found a server that meets those requirements, and I have ESXi installed. And you've told me that ESXi is very easy to configure and deploy and use. What does that really mean?
It means that it's really 3.5 steps, and I'll explain the half because one of those steps is optional, and you can get it up and running in about 10 minutes. The first thing you do is you power on the server to make sure that ESXi boots. The second thing that you want to do is configure the admin password. By default, the admin password is blank. You would want to change it to something that's more secure for your environment. The third half step is configuring the network. It's optional. By default, the network setting is set to DHCP. Many customers prefer to set a fixed IP address. And finally, you connect to it through VI client, which is hosted on a desktop PC typically.
Okay, so once you connect the VI client, then what?
Well, the next step is to create a virtual machine on top of the server. And VI Client offers a very easy-to-use graphical user interface that allows the user to go through a wizard, allocate memory, allocate CPUs, allocate NICs, and so forth to create a VM. Once that's done, then the user goes and installs the operating system on top of that VM, and that operating system could be, as we discussed before, many versions of Windows, Linux, Solaris, or NetWare.
Okay, so it sounds just like installing an operating system on a physical server.
It's exactly that.
Are there other ways to get virtual machines up and running?
There are two other ways, actually. First, many customers want to convert their physical servers into virtual machines. We have a product that's free on VMware.com called VMware Converter. And basically what VMware Converter does is, after you point it to a physical server, it takes a snapshot of it, it creates a file, which then can be run as a VM on top of VSXi. The third method is by importing a virtual appliance. A virtual appliance is a pre-built, pre-configured software OS combination that performs a specific task, such as network management or any other task that a typical physical appliance would do inside a data center.
So where can I find virtual appliances?
Virtual appliances are available for download at VMware.com and a virtual appliance marketplace. Basically, can download them and import them into the ISXi server and have them up and running in a matter of minutes. Again, very simple to do.
Okay, so now that I have my virtual machines up and running, how do I manage them over time? What are the tools available to me?
The best tool for managing your virtual infrastructure is the VI Client. VI Client provides a very nice user interface to your ISXi server and allows you to see your individual VMs. It allows you to suspend them, resume them, take them down, reboot them, just as you would a physical server. It allows you to snapshot them so you have a history, or you can take backups of those virtual machines. It allows you to do performance monitoring both of the VMs and of the physical server underneath. And finally, it allows you to configure your entire virtual infrastructure. One thing that I should point out is that the operational model between ESX and ESXi are somewhat different, and users who are used to ESX will notice those operational differences going to ESXi.
Can you give me some examples of those differences?
ESX comes with what we call the service console. The service console allows users to install scripts, drivers, and various other applications. That environment doesn't exist in ESXi, namely because it poses a security risk. The service console has privileged access to VM kernel, and for enterprise customers, that is a potential security risk that's best done away with. As a result, ESXi does not offer that privileged access, but instead offers tools that provide the same functionality through tools that provide the same access, and those tools are SIM providers, the remote client access, and our APIs.
Okay, so you have a user now who's running virtual machines and managing those virtual machines. What's next for them? What's the next step?
You want to make sure that you're comfortable with virtualization. Given the rate of adoption in the marketplace and actually the accelerating pace of adoption, we're confident that virtualization is the right solution for any company of any size. You start with one ESXi server and consolidating multiple VMs on top of it. You may want to do that with additional servers. And the next step after that is having centralized management of these virtualized servers by putting virtual infrastructure in place and running Virtual Center to manage these discrete servers as one entity. Once you do this, you can turn on features like vMotion, where you can migrate a VM from one physical server onto another without bringing that VM down. Effectively, what you could do is vacate any given piece of hardware for maintenance, for adding memory, for adding additional drives, and have your entire infrastructure operational at the same time. There are other interesting features that we offer, such as HA. HA is basically a fail-safe mechanism in case a physical server goes down. Should that physical server go down, the VMs then are repopulated in other servers, and the enterprise is still operational. We have features like distributed resource scheduling, which optimize your workforce by allocating the most available servers to the VMs that have the most computational needs. That way, you get the best CPU utilization and the best response time from the applications that are running on those VMs. Finally, I encourage people to look at Site Recovery Manager, which is a disaster recovery solution. Basically, with Site Recovery Manager, you can replicate your entire data center at a remote site should a disaster or any unwarranted event bring down your main data center.
Well, thank you all for joining us today for this podcast. We encourage you also to listen to future podcasts. We have another interesting one coming up very soon that will actually compare VMware ESXi and VMware Server. So look forward to that. Thank you.